Will Block's walk-off home run in the 10th inning ended the Thunderbolts' bid for their first series win in Southern Illinois in over 3 years. The Miners defeated the Bolts 6-5. I'm Terry Bonadonna. Welcome to today's Thunderbolts podcast. The game started well for Windy City thanks to Brandon Decker in the second. Decker swings with the first pitch and lifts it out to deep right field. Back towards the wall is Herrera. He leaps up. It's gone. A two-run homer for Brandon Decker. And the Thunderbolts have their biggest lead of the series. It's 2-0. Southern Illinois answered with a run on a Carlos Mendez sacrifice fly in the bottom of the second inning. Windy City extended their lead to 4-1 in the fifth inning. Jarek West and C.J. Gilman hit back-to-back home runs to give the Thunderbolts a 4-1 lead. Again, the Miners were quick to respond. They got a run in the fifth and an RBI groundout from Alvaro Ramirez. They added a single run in the sixth on Cannon Lester's sacrifice fly and tied the score in the bottom of the seventh when Javier Herrera crossed the plate on a wild pitch. Windy City reclaimed the lead in the eighth. Mike Torres and Chad Krager hit back-to-back singles to put runners at first and third with no outs. Decker's sacrifice fly made it 5-4. For the second straight night, the Thunderbolts lost an eighth-inning lead. With two on and two out, Herrera grounded a single to left field, scoring Block and tying the score at 5. After the Bolts did not get a base runner in the ninth or tenth, Block led off the bottom of the 10th inning. Block swings and hits one deep out to left field. Back at the wall is Decker. He reaches up. It is gone, and the Miners win it 6-5. Brandon Kniff pitched two perfect innings for the win, and Willie Kessler gave up the winning homer, taking the loss. The Thunderbolts will return home on Tuesday for three games against the Lake Erie Crushers. Thanks for listening to today's Windy City Thunderbolts podcast.